Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Southeast Wisconsin has some of the best high school and college athletes in the country. How did they get their start? Where did they begin their journey? It's time to talk about some of the best youth sports programs in the area. 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will. This is the Youth Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance. Are you in good hands? Let's turn it over to the Fans High School Insider, Big Time, Mike McGivern.
Welcome into the Youth Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I am Mike McGivern, and we're talking Muckwonago Wrestling. What a great day to be talking about this program. MuckwonagoWrestlingClub.com. As we talk about it, love to battle, love to wrestle is the slogan that they use. And the high school team won another conference last night. Yes. 10 in a row. You guys getting tired of winning yet? Or not yet, right?
No, not at all. Hey, always special.
John Wersbicki, who is the head of varsity wrestling coach, a guy that we tried to set this up a couple of times, and I apologize for the last one. I'm really happy you guys had time to come in and highlight, promote, and celebrate what's going on in Muckwonago in the world of wrestling. It's been a great run, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, and it starts with the youth program, right?
That's our building block, the youth and our middle school program, and yeah, just blessed to have such a developmental program. I could say with humility that, and obviously I'm biased, I feel like we got maybe the top wrestling club in the state and the top middle school program in the state. So developmentally, we couldn't maybe be in a better situation in Muckwonago.
Hey, John, and you say that humbly, and I love that you say it that way, and you're in that Muckwonago bubble. I can tell you from outside the bubble, people out here that talk to me, that have been in where you're sitting in different programs, say what we're trying to strive to is to get to be where Muckwonago is. I mean, so that's what they talk about. If we could get our youth club, if we could get our middle school, if we can get kids in our area to start believing in wrestling the way they get their kids, then you know what, we're on to something. So you're in the bubble and you say, look, this is a really good program. The amount of respect that program gets from outside is incredible. That you would be surprised how many people that are in the wrestling world ask me about it. And I go, look, I'll have them in one day, and when I do, I'll figure out what the secret sauce is if they'll give it to me. I'm thinking there's a guy to my left that knows what the secret sauce is, and he's not giving up. Randy Ducing, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Mike. Thank you.
Jeremiah Chitwood, how are you?
Doing well.
You're the middle school coach?
I am.
You're the youth coach, Randy. You've been in the program a long time.
Since 1997.
What was it like in 1996, 97?
We had a real small program. It was run by Dale Fennell Jr. He actually wrestled for Muckwonago. Then at that point, he was in his senior year, played both football and wrestled at Whitewater. So it was kind of unique, but then he stepped on and, you know, got a family and moved away. So, you know, at that point, we were kind of in a situation where we needed a little bit of coaching. And, you know, I grabbed the clipboard and I've been there ever since.
Hey, Randy, when somebody says to and look, there's no such thing as secret sauce. It's hard work and it's sweat equity and it's doing things the right way. And when you go to your website, you know, when I'm looking at mission statements and I spent a lot of time on the website today to kind of get a feel for what's going on out by you.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's not any you know, there's nobody that you're saying, hey, look, we're getting kids from all over state to move into Muguanago because of that. But people that are in the community want to be part of something good. So if somebody says to you, hey, Randy, I hear nothing but good things about the Muguanago Wrestling Club. Can you talk a little bit about the building blocks and how you got it here? What do you tell them?
Sure. So, I mean, the first thing is you just start with sharing your passion for the sport. When you start sharing your passion for the sport and start building relationships with the kids when they start really young, you know, you build that respect factor in there. And then from then on, you kind of get them and you get them to love the sport like you love the sport. At that point, you know, then they start recruiting their kids, not to say that we don't recruit the kids, because it, you know, wrestling is kind of one of those sports where everybody will show up for basketball or football programs because everybody knows about it.
Right.
You know, if you're not in wrestling, you know, if your family didn't grow up wrestling, they usually don't know about it. So we do a lot of promote, and talk about the program. Now, last year was kind of special because of what the high school did. So we kind of, you know, we struck, you know, when the iron was hot, you know, we basically went out and recruited. And now actually we have 144 kids in our club.
Oh, my goodness. Randy, your background, where'd you grow up and where'd you wrestle?
I grew up in Alexandria, Minnesota.
Okay.
So north, and I started in seventh grade, and kind of the same way. I had a special coach named Mick Rose who plunked me out of the hallway and said, you look like a wrestler. I don't know how he knew that, but, you know. And same thing. He loved the sport, and I got in, and it was fantastic. You know, to me, that was how you played sports. Of course, I was little, so wrestling was perfect for me.
Hey, Jeremiah, same question. Where'd you grow up, and how'd you get involved in all this?
Keele High School.
Okay.
And up in the EWC Conference. And my head coach was Wayne Horn, assistant coach Charlie Luloff. And actually, I was a basketball kid in middle school. And Coach Horn kind of grabbed me one day and said, you're not a basketball player.
Yeah.
And I just remember watching the wrestlers come out of the practice room, and I used to be in such awe, because they would be just drenched in sweat. And I'd be like, man, these guys are workers. These guys are amazing. And it literally, he grabbed me on the basketball court. It's kind of a fun little story. And put his arm around me and said, let's go be a wrestler. And literally the basketball coach looked and said, hey, Coach Horn, where are you taking him? And he's like, don't turn around. He goes, I got him, coach. And I walked into the wrestling room, and it's been that way ever since.
So I was coaching basketball at Dominican. I just retired 36 years, but years ago, I'm at Dominican, and I was the head JV coach, and Coach Waldsheim was my assistant, and he's now the head coach of Martin Luther, and I had been his assistant. But we had to cut some kids, and I always did it in person, and said to a young man, hey, look, we're not going to keep you, and you only want to be here because you want to hang out with your friends, and have you thought about maybe wrestling? And he got really angry with me, and he said, you have no idea, this is a horrible cut, blah, 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 and he stormed out. Well, I went to Coach Waldsheim, was getting married, and I had to get fitted for a tux, and I walk in, and guy goes, hey, how you doing? I said, good. I need to get fitted for a tux. He goes, you remember me? I go, no. He goes, you don't remember me? I said, I don't. He said, you cut me on the basketball program at Dominican. I said, oh, man, this tux isn't going to fit, is it? He goes, you told me I should go be a wrestler. For 48 hours, all I did was yell about you and how dare you. And then I went to the restroom. I got a D2 scholarship to wrestle up in Minnesota. He said, the greatest thing that's ever happened to me in my life. And I go, now that tux is going to fit, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
He goes, I'm not kidding. He said, I walked in that room, and I was not happy about the first week, and then I got it. The light bulb went on, and he said, I was actually really good, and I want to thank you for doing that. And I said, you know what? You're welcome, and thank goodness that it all worked out because, might not have worked out real well had he not been a good wrestler. Hey, John, you're the head varsity coach at Muguanago. How long have you been there and your background?
Total, I've been at Muguanago for 22 years. I've served as our head coach the last 12 seasons. I grew up in Muguanago, so I went away to UW Oshkosh, and my dad ran into one of the vice principals at the local grocery store, asked what I was up to, and finishing my teaching degree, so... first interview, first job, and he cut me open. I think I bleed blue and gold, so I grew up out in Muguanago, and I was actually, Randy mentioned, our initial youth club in 1982, it started, and I was part of that initial group that came through our Muguanago Wrestling Club. So there was a point where Muguanago was growing, the expansion of I-43, or what we call the Rock Freeway, and our youth club grew up, you know, exponentially with numbers, and so... I grew up wrestling with all my buddies, and Yeah, it's been quite the ride. So I always tell kids I'll be 45 this summer. I've been involved in some way, shape, or form with McGuanago Wrestling for 38 years.
Wow. And that community, my daughter-in-law teaches at one of the grade schools in McGuanago. And when she got that job, I said, look, you understand what this community, if you're in the community of McGuanago and you know what, you want to get involved and you want to love the community, there's a ton of people there that are going to be walking step with you. We do the high school football game of the week, mm-hmm. sometimes we're at McGuanago, and it's a really cool experience. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's almost like the town shuts down and everybody wants to go to the game, and I'm sure it's the same. Who's your biggest rival, by the way, in conference?
For us, Arrowhead.
So when Arrowhead comes, how does the gym get packed?
Yeah. Yeah, we had a great duel with those guys last Friday, and then 2 years ago we wrestled we called it the Pummel and the PAC. We wrestled in our new Performing Arts Center.
Really?
So you talk community support. They just did a $50 million referendum, and the school looks terrific. And so you're spot on, though. The community just rallies around the high school athletics. They're doing Hello Dolly for the school play, and people will pack the PAC for that.
It's my brother's performing out there for the Chamber of Commerce coming up, and I'll get you the date. Nice. But he's... Yeah, I think last I heard they had maybe a couple hundred tickets left, but they did really well selling for John McGivern, and they're raising money again for the Chamber of Commerce.
Sure.
Hey, when I ask, next segment, we're going to talk to Cody and Tyler and Nate, all guys from your team, and when I ask them, who don't they like much? Is it going to be Arrowhead?
I'd say we got right now Arrowhead probably in the league, and then recently we've had some great matches with Stoughton statewide, and they got us last year in the state finals, and then we recently beat them in a dual meet. So they're just a tough dairy farming community outside of Madison, and they've put together like 6 or 7 state championships over the years and a tradition in that regard. And then regionally, one town over, Waterford has got a heck of a wrestling program, and we've knocked heads with those guys, and it's always spirited. And then Burlington, I think, as well in our area. So it's
fun,
it's
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And so
I'm looking forward to Cody and Tyler, a couple of brothers that have been wrestling for a while. How do they pronounce your last name? Gable.
Gable.
Yep. And then Nate
Stokay.
Stokay. Yeah. Caleb didn't. We didn't get Caleb here.
Yeah.
But you know what? We'll talk to these three wrestlers. And have they all gone through your wrestling program?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Big
all
time.
All of them. So they have been wrestling together. When at home, when Cody and Tyler are getting after it after the last hot dog or sandwich, who wins that?
Oh, man.
Well, I'm going to ask them.
You got to ask
them. Yeah.
We were just talking about that, though, actually, over breakfast, about brothers. And
I got it. It's Cody.
Maybe we should probably call their mom and ask her.
Who gets top bunk?
Who gets top bunk?
Tyler's a little more laid back, but Cody, you get him mad. He sees red a little bit. Don't get him angry, Mike.
Oh, yeah, trust me. I'm too old to get him angry, and I can't run. So you know what? I'm not getting anybody angry at all. Hey, Randy, are you surprised at all at the success that the varsity, that the high school team is having?
The answer actually is no.
Yeah,
but I will absolutely tell you, we've got something special going on right now. So, you know, when I sit in the stands, you know, it's sit back and really enjoy it. You know, it's one of those things where really I think the difference between past teams and this team is the camaraderie of this team is really something special. Then on top of that, we had 7 guys go to Fargo the last couple of years. Fargo is the biggest national tournament in the nation for freestyle Greco. And McGuanago had the most high schoolers representing the state of Wisconsin going to Fargo.
How do you get to, do you have to be invited to that? Do you have to be?
A couple things. So you have to go wrestle and place at the state tournament.
Okay.
And then they go up to Kakana for our June camp. And then you have to be a top 4 in the state athlete for those kids. So
hey, Jeremiah Chitwood, who is the middle school coach, the kids at that age, if they haven't started wrestling yet, is there still time?
Oh my God, Eric Bone, yeah. 2-time state champ for us, started a 7th grade year for me.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
How early did you know with him? I mean, how early in this progression?
His sophomore year in high school. I mean, it started a little bit before then, but a kid like Eric just engulfed the sport. You know, and Eric was a heck of a football player for me, too. He was one of my offensive linemen on the varsity. And he just fell in love with the sport of wrestling.
So I don't want to bring this up then. I was, you know, I did the Thursday Night Lights High School Football Game of the Week.
Oh, I remember you there.
That play before half just took the wind out of your boys.
Let's not talk about that.
That's why I said I wouldn't bring it up. You told me what. You gave me the look like, come on, I get whatever you want to talk about.
No. Hey, you know what? You brought up a good point, though, before, and I've just believed in it all the years that I've been the head at the middle school, is you said it's just getting kids in the room.
Right.
About the young man that you cut. We've done it for years at the middle school where our basketball coaches are all varsity football coaches, my friends, and they send the guys right down towards me. And I know that if I can get them in a room,
yeah,
I've got them.
Hey, we're going to get to a break. We're going to have these wrestlers join us on the other side of the break. But go to their website. And let me just give you a tip on what. See, make sure you got 15 minutes. If you want to know about the heart of this McGuanago Wrestling Club, go to this website. Their vision is they strive to build more than good wrestlers. We strive to build better athletes and community leaders. And their simple goal, it's a simple goal, is to introduce your child to the sport. They want your child to have fun and a positive experience. And they want your kids to fall in love with wrestling the way these guys have. They have totally bought in. I tried wrestling at Messmer. First match, I pinned a guy. I thought, man, I'm pretty good. Then I got stuck in 32 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Guy from St. Catharines.
Pretty humbling.
Oh, it was horrible. And I was a bleeder. So the guy that I used to wrestle against all the time at practice would cross-face me and Cotton. And then I got hurt my knee, and I thought, okay, I'm all done with this thing. Hey, we're going to continue our conversation. McGuanagowrestlingclub.com. Again, love to battle, love to wrestle is their slogan. This is the U Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance. Are you in good hands? On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the U Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance. On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. We're talking McGuanago Wrestling Club. You can go to McGuanagowrestlingclub.com. And when you talked about guys that are passionate about a sport and wanting kids to fall in love with the sport that they're in love with, John Wersbicki, Randy Ducey, and Jeremiah Chitwood are great ambassadors for the area, the McGuanago area, and the sport of wrestling. I know, you know, they love other sports, but wrestling certainly is their deal. We're now joined by three wrestlers from the program. These three kids all went through the program. They're now in the high school team that won their 10th straight conference championship last night. And Cody and Tyler and Nate. I'm going to start with Nate. I said, boys, who's the talkative one? Both Cody and Tyler, the brothers, said, talk to him first. Nate, it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, what grade are you?
I'm a senior.
Yeah? How'd you do last night?
I ended up taking second. I lost to Jack Ganos from Arrowhead 3-1 in the finals.
But so last last year or last night?
Last night.
Last night. Where was this held?
At Oconomowoc High School.
Excellent. So the kid that beat you at Arrowhead, you get a chance to maybe get him before your career's done? Will you see him again?
I'm hoping to see him at state this year, yeah.
Good. I hope he's listening and he heard you say that.
Yeah.
Because have you wrestled him before, I'm sure, right?
I wrestle him a ton at practice at Askren Wrestling Academy. And
yeah.
And I wrestled him in the duel last week as well.
Is he a buddy of yours?
Yeah.
So that's hard, right?
Yeah, very difficult.
And if you get a chance to beat him at state, that one's yours, yes?
That's the ultimate bragging right there.
That is the ultimate. You're right. He can beat you during the season, but, man, so what? I beat you at state. What do you got now, right?
Yeah.
So if he's listening, he wants a piece now.
Yeah.
So make sure that you get there. The kid Arrowhead needs to get there. Hey, Cody and Tyler, how you guys doing? Which one's Cody?
I'm Cody.
Cody, what grade are you?
I'm a sophomore.
You're a sophomore? Tyler, what grade are you?
I'm a junior.
So when we asked if there's one sandwich left and you guys go after it, who's getting it?
I think I get it.
That because you're a little older?
Yeah.
Is that it? Hey, Cody, did you start wrestling because Tyler was wrestling, or did you guys kind of come into the sport together?
Oh, we kind of came in together. Our dad kind of was a wrestler, so he kind of wanted us to wrestle, and then we both joined together.
And you've been doing this since what grade?
First grade.
And so you were in second then when you joined? Something like that?
I joined like really early in like around preschool, kindergarten.
So did you know early on? First of all, did you know that you enjoyed it? I think kids at that age, you don't know. It's just something that you're doing. And did you start having some success and then go, okay, this is a good sport for me?
Yeah, well, my dad had me wrestle like right away, and I just like came to practice and stuff. And then a couple years later, I started having a little success, and then I really liked it.
And as a junior, what weight class do you wrestle?
132.
Tyler, how about you? Cody, how about you?
Sorry. I wrestle 113.
And Nate?
I'm at 145 pounds.
You know, one question I get asked a lot is cutting weight. Do you guys have to cut a lot of weight?
Not as much as I did last year, but it's not that bad this year. Yeah, I cut a lot of weight.
Yeah? You get sick of that?
Yeah.
You get a little tired of it? After you get on the scale, what do you eat then before you wrestle?
I usually drink like Pedialyte and Body Armor, and then usually like a sandwich and a banana.
Yeah, I bet you're starving at that point, right?
Yeah.
Do you, if you're a pound away and you know you got to drop that pound, do you put on a, what do you do? I know back in the day they'd put on like a wetsuit and we'd run in the shower. You know what? Because that would get a pound pretty quick. What do you do?
Sometimes I run, usually. I can sometimes take a Epsom salt bath.
Yep.
And I usually lose a pound during that.
There you go. All the tricks of the trade right there. Nate, what grade were you when you started?
I was in first grade.
You were in first grade. Did you know early on this was a sport for you?
Early on, I would just go and try to have as much fun as possible.
Right.
It's just something that I enjoyed doing. I didn't have that much success early on, but I found my love for the sport.
When did the success start coming?
I didn't have much success in youth. I went to one youth state tournament, and then I just kept getting better every year in high school, and then made it to my first high school state tournament last year.
What was that like for you? Because I've been up there once, and it was a long time ago. I've got buddies that's their deal. They take vacation and they're going up to that wrestling tournament up in Madison every single year, and they spend as much time as they can, and they're like, you don't understand the buzz and the feel in this building. It's unbelievable. What was it like for you to get there for the first time last year?
It was incredible. My first match, I let it get to my head a little bit, but I was able to win that. And then after that, I just tried to stay down on the floor and stay away from everybody in the crowd and just be myself.
That's hard, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. Cody, Tyler, have you guys been to state yet?
Yeah, I've been there two times.
You have?
Yeah. I qualified once last year.
Man, there's something special up there, right? Yeah. Hey, so when Arrowhead comes to Muguanago to wrestle, is that the as I talked to your coaches, they said, I think that's our biggest rival within conference. Is that for you as well?
Yeah, I think so. There's like, I don't know, there's just a lot of people that come, and it's like really fun.
It has to be really fun. The place goes nuts. And who do you ride? The kid that you wrestle against at Arrowhead is who? Is there one kid that you've wrestled the last couple of years, or has it changed?
No, it's changed throughout the years.
We had when Randy Farrell came in, we had a young guy, and I should remember his name, but I don't. But he's going to Missouri, I think.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Who's that?
Keegan O'Toole.
Yeah, good Irish kid. Yeah. He's pretty good. Who has to wrestle him?
This year, Lucas Ben wrestled him. I wrestled him in the duel. I wrestled him three times, a total of three times last year, and then I wrestled him once the year before.
How good?
He's pretty good.
He's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He, his dad was here too, and his dad said, "Man, he even surprises me. He is really like he's ranked number one in the country or something at his weight class." Hey, are you guys multi-sport athletes, by the way?
No, just wrestling. Just wrestling.
Just wrestling.
So there is a good crossover with guys to play football because it seems you guys like getting physical. And have you been asked to go out and play football? You've been asked to play other sports?
No, I haven't.
No? Just wrestling.
Yeah.
I'll be darned. Do you know what's going on next year for you, Nate?
I'm going to be going to UW Oshkosh to wrestle there. And
you are?
Yeah.
Can you imagine the journey? As you talked about, you said, look, I didn't have a lot of success. So it's not like this thing you've been, you know, you've been really good ever since you started. You, the sweat equity that you've had to put in to be a really good wrestler, that's impressive to me. And now you're going to go to Oshkosh and wrestle up there?
Yeah.
Man, good job. I like that a lot. When you talked about your dad being a wrestler, and do you hear him, by the way? First of all, does he come to all your matches?
Yeah, he always is there in the crowd.
Yeah, can you hear him?
Yeah.
Can you? Yeah, you can hear him too? Yeah. My son played basketball. He said he could hear me. If the gym was packed on the college level, if the gym was packed, he'd be like, Dad, you know, I can hear Oh, you can't hear me. I'm way at the top. He goes, no, I can hear everything you say. Knock it off. And I'm like, you didn't hear that. You can't. How about your mom? Does she come?
Yeah, she comes too.
Yeah, if you can come a little closer, please.
Oh, yeah.
What is your mom? What's your dad's name?
Doug.
Doug. And what's your mom's name?
Chris.
Doug and Chris. Nate, how about you? Parents come?
Yeah, both of them do. My dad's a photographer, so he doesn't always see everything that happens. He just takes pictures. But
does he know the sport?
No, I'm the first in my family to wrestle.
You have an advantage over these two boys. You know that, right?
Yeah.
What's your dad's name?
Scott.
And your mom?
Jody.
Man, that's awesome that they come and support you guys. Does your mom know a lot about wrestling?
Not really. She was like big into gymnastics.
Well, so she's not. She's probably telling your dad, "Hey, leave those boys alone," right?
Yeah.
You, hey, student athletes, you're a good student. Take care of your business in the classroom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're telling you that you have to, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's not a right to wrestle. It's a privilege. You guys earn that privilege by taking care. You obviously do well in the classroom, or you wouldn't be able to go to Oshkosh. You do well enough to get to Oshkosh, right?
Yes.
Why are you looking over here with your eyes? Because you know you could do better, right? Yeah. You know Scott right now. Scott and Jody are going, he better not tell him he's doing the best he can.
He's listening right now.
He is?
Yep.
I'm going to talk to your parents right now. You know what? I have a number. In fact, following you are going to be a couple of basketball players from Elkhorn coming in. And I coached high school basketball for 36 years. And so I'm around high school kids all the time. And when you kids walk in, look me in the eye, shake my hand, and say, hey, you know what? Thanks for coming. I want your parents to know that they've done a really good job with you guys. Hey, before I let you guys go back over to the couch, I need to talk to somebody about a fundraiser for PV Elite. It's Positive Vibe Elite Fundraiser. I met Michael Brown Johnson the other day at a Starbucks. He had a Cudahy football sweatshirt on. And I said, man, you got a lot of guts wearing that sweatshirt. Not too much success in football over at Cudahy. He started laughing. He said, hey, I'm a new coach there. Got a chance to talk to him and his fiance. And they're doing a fundraiser, two of them, this weekend for this really, it's a nonprofit organization that he started called PV Elite. It's Positive Vibe Elite. Hey, Michael, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Doing well. Hey, I appreciate your willingness to come on for a couple of minutes today and talk about these fundraisers that you're doing. Before we give people the details, you have two of them this weekend. One is today from 4 to 6 at the Chipotle restaurant on Mayfair Road, 2711 North Mayfair Road, and then a spaghetti dinner tomorrow at Brewski Sports Club. Where's the money going to go? And just give us a quick update on what's going on with you guys at PV Elite.
All right, so no problem. So today's fundraiser, just to give you a heads up, it's going to be from 4 to 8 today at the Chipotle location across from Mayfair. But with everything that we have going on right now, we are actually getting ready to travel next weekend for a 7-on-7 tournament, which is what we are focusing on right now at this present moment with our nonprofit organization. With that, the monies that we will be raising with the fundraisers this weekend will be going towards paying for their uniforms, paying for travel expenses, and also paying for a tournament entry fee and a hotel stay.
Guys, let me tell you a little bit about Michael Brown Johnson. Milwaukee King, his fiance, and I say this a lot, but he totally outkicked his coverage like a few of us boys have, but Shania, just a wonderful young lady. He is the CEO. She's the COO of PV Elite. And meeting them at the Starbucks, had a great conversation with them about the mission statement on this organization and what they're trying to accomplish. And I can tell you that the servant leadership heart that these two have, and they're young people from the city of Milwaukee, to give these kids a chance to play 7-on-7, get a chance to maybe play football at the next level, is really high. And I'm going to have Michael back on my high school show and spend more time with him on that part of it. But his father is a pastor, gives back to the community a lot, and that's where he got this from. And he was a heck of a football player, got injured, and said, look, I want kids to get a chance to play at the next level, and I wish I had, but if I didn't, then I'm going to help them. 4 to 8 today at the Chipotle restaurant on North Mayfair Road. If you don't like the food, doesn't matter. Stop by. Drop a $10, $20 bill off, a $5 bill. Doesn't matter. But introduce yourself to Michael Brown Johnson, his fiance. Tell him congratulations. And when I tell you he outkicked his coverage, you'll know what I'm talking about when you meet Shania. You know that, don't you, Michael?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And if you can't get there tonight, tomorrow from 5 to 8 at Brewski Sports Club on North 76th Street. Hey, Michael, we're going to reach out to you during my high school show, but good luck with these fundraisers coming up today and tomorrow.
Hey, thank you so much.
You bet. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, I'm going to have these coaches back from the Miguanico Wrestling Club. The last segment, I'm going to bring these young wrestlers back, and I want them to think about something. Your favorite memory, and you got a lot of wrestling to go yet, all of you. Your favorite memory of being part of this, it's not a cult, but it's close. You wrestlers are a different breed, I'm telling you. Being part of the Miguanico Wwrestling Club or the high school club, the high school team, what's your favorite memory from being a wrestler? And I'll ask you guys that in the last segment. On the other side of the break, John Wurzbicki is coming back, Randy Deusing, and Jeremiah Chitwood. They're wrestlers within this program, and we'll continue our conversation with them. MiguanicoWrestlingClub.com is their website. This is the U Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the U Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Are you in good hands? I want to thank our boys from Allstate Insurance. Could not do this show without you guys, so thank you very much. Back on the mic, John Wurzbicki, Randy Deusing, and Jeremiah Chitwood. It's like an actor's name. You know that, right?
I've been told that.
Jeremiah Chitwood. That's something. Jimmy Chitwood.
It's a feisty Irishman's name is what it is.
Jimmy Chitwood, yeah.
From the baseline. Michael McGivern. I'll make it, coach.
Yeah, Michael McGivern and Jeremiah Chitwood. A couple of Irish boys right there, huh? Yikes. I love the three boys you brought in. You know what? Nice kids. What a good, what a strong passion for the sport. Good ambassadors for the school and the community. And certainly, I love the fact that Doug yells at the boys. I like that. You know what? He is, that's awesome. And Scott does the photography, and Jody and Chris are there supporting these kids. When I said, and you guys all giggled when I said, hey, look, with this kind of cult, wrestlers are a different breed, John, and I'm going to talk to you. They are a different breed, and it seems like there's so much respect for other guys that'll go through the stuff that you go through.
Well, I think the sport, it naturally just builds discipline into a just into a young person's life. I mean, it's not always glorious, but there's a lot of just, I think kids, they come out of the program, and if they're not leaving our program as better young people in regards to their character, just their lifestyle choices, all those things. I mean, it's a sport where it just naturally connects with life.
Randy, I'm going to ask you this. Do you still talk to guys, I'm sure, that you...
Oh, yeah.
That's, yep. Right? Jeremiah, same thing, right? Yep. You guys talk...
Go to weddings.
Very
and,
much
you
so.
Know.
Yep.
Yeah. It's different. You know what? It's different than other sports. And it's because these kids and you guys know how hard this is. You know what? Sometimes basketball comes easy to kids. Sometimes baseball. Wrestling, I don't care who you are. It may come easy, but there's always somebody better, and there's always a bigger hill to climb. And you when you talk to wrestlers, the amount of respect that they have for other wrestlers is really high.
Yeah. It's almost a paradox where it's an individual sport, but yet it fosters such a camaraderie and such a connection with not only you mentioned the opponent and the other bench, but also your own bench. It's just such a unique thing where you have this individual sport where it's you versus another person, toeing the line, being out on the mat. But yet, I think because of the training and, you know, the all-day Saturday tournaments and just the connection that you have through the sport, it fosters just unbelievable lifelong relationships.
Hey, when I talk about going to McGuanagowrestlingclub.com, all this stuff I printed, we're not going to get to any of it, but I would highly recommend that people, and not just if you live in McGuanago, if you're part of a wrestling program throughout the state and you want to see and get a feel for why this youth program is really good. I know you guys didn't write this piece that says 10 things parents can do to help their kids wrestle their best. Yeah. I know.
But we share it.
But you share it. And this isn't for just wrestling parents.
This is for
sports parents in any sport. And when you talk about, you know, verbally and non-verbally communicate that you accept them, love them, and are proud of them no matter what, reinforce winning, perfection, and success are much lower on your priority list than to have fun, happiness, and enjoyment. Yeah. You might be surprised how much more success it brings.
Yep.
That just rings, as a coach, that just rings through, you know, beyond belief. And I think parents have gotten out of control with some of this stuff. Well, I'll have you guys back for one day. We'll have the discussions about all that. You'll have to move out of McGuanago as you're ripping all those parents and stuff.
They're our best friends out there. So, you know, I mean, the big thing I guess I would say that we talk about all the time to our wrestlers is you can control two things, effort and attitude. You can't control outcome. And to get them to really believe that and to go out there and battle. And at the end of the match, when the whistle's blown, somebody's hand's getting raised. It's a 50-50 draw. So but you can control your effort and attitude. And in the end, mom and dad are supposed to give you a big hug.
Right.
That's it.
Jeremiah, do you guys, in the middle school, how many wrestlers do you have on your group?
Well, we're only a 7-8 middle school for grade-wise, but we average around 40 kids.
So one advantage you guys have over basketball coaches, we have to make the decision who's going to start, who's not going to start. You guys have wrestle-offs at different weight classes. So it's not up to you. It's up to them, correct?
Yeah. If it is to be, it's up to me. The kids you have certain dates they can wrestle off. And, you know, you still, sometimes it depends as far as a lineup goes. But traditionally, it's about as democratic a sport as it gets.
Jeremiah, middle school as well?
We actually about 5 years ago started doing dual tournaments. You know, when we wrestle another school, what we'll do is we'll just, you know, the coaches will sit down, we'll match up the kids by weight and by rank. But in the last couple of years, we've been doing duels against Franklin and Oak Creek and Burlington. And there's those moments where you as a coach got to make a choice, but it comes down to a wrestle-off sometimes. And what's awesome is this year, had a nice little wrestle-off and I made a decision and literally right after the meet, one of my new seventh graders came up to me and said, "Hey, coach, can I have a wrestle-off? Because I think I can win that spot," which is, that's what you want.
Yes.
And he did it in such a respectful and competitive nature. But that's what also is bred just through the sport.
Makes everybody better.
Oh, it does. Competition's huge.
Randy, when Nate talked about knowing the kid from Arrowhead because of the ask you, you as the youth coach, do you recommend those type? Because
absolutely,
you do. Baseball now is getting crazy, where there's all these different travel teams, and it's gotten a little watered down. But everybody talks about, I can get you to play at the next level, and there's all of that. And then there's kind of the youth programs in some of these areas that go, look, we're losing kids all the time to this kind of stuff. You recommend places like that? He does a great job, by the way. Ben does.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And you like the kids that are part of your youth program to also be involved with stuff like that?
So it's always up to each individual parent and family and wrestler.
Can they be part of both?
Absolutely.
They
absolutely. They're part of the community. If they want to get that extra wrestling, you know, they can get that extra wrestling. We embrace it, you know, because we can't be all things to everybody. You know, we've kind of looked at that battle before, and then kind of like you referred to, we go back to our mission and our vision statement. What are we about? And it never says anything about championships there, does it?
No, I didn't see anything.
So it's about embrace the sport, love the sport, introduce the passion to the kids.
You do have a sheet that talks about some of the awards that you guys give out.
Sure.
And it's, you know, what I liked about that sheet, by the way, is the Grizzly Award and, you know, the most improved and the rookie of the year. And it's not like, okay, we're just going to give awards to kids that have only, you know, they've won every match or whatever.
Yep.
It is some different. Look, the Grizzly Award is awarded to the wrestler that work hard at practice and they never quit. It doesn't talk in their attitude. It doesn't talk about how many wins they had. Yep. It talks about that's so those are the awards that you guys talk about on your website. That's why I was impressed with the website. Whoever does it, and I got to tell you, I've ripped a few youth groups here, and the one guy was like, "Hey, my wife does it." I go, "I'm sorry, but it's not very good." You know, yours is. And it gives a lot of good information, an easy way to get involved if kids want to get involved. Randy, what age do you start these kids at?
So our group, we've got kind of two seasons. We've got kindergarten through eighth grade. Starts the season in beginning of December. And then the season that I really, really, really love, I kind of love it, Mike, is
did
the freestyle
you like
Greco.
Yeah, you do.
So we do freestyle Greco, which essentially starts the first week in April, and then we do the big state tournament in May. In the first week of May, but it really forces the kids to learn to wrestle differently.
Yeah.
You know, if you look at the kids behind us here with Tyler, Cody, Mike, and Nate, they all love freestyle and Greco too, but that's what gets them to jump a level every year.
John, when we spent about a half hour on the phone that one day, and we talked about a lot of different things, we talked about a couple of the programs I do, including Faith in the Zone. We talked about a lot of different stuff, and I remember near the end of the conversation, I said, "Hey, John, why is your program so good?" And you started talking about these guys right away. And I didn't know that. I didn't get it then. I get it now. Yeah, I figured it out. That's why the program is so good. You talk about guys that have a love for the sport and a love for these kids and are teaching them the right way. Man.
Well, for sure. I think one of the big things, I mean, I know we're ranked number one in state as a high school program, and we've had the success we talked about in the Classic Eight. But the big thing is our guys, it's a 90-square-mile district. They're all homegrown kids. They've all gone through our developmental program. And one of our program benchmarks is to have 20 freshmen every year come out for wrestling. And we have met that every year that I've been on the high school staff at McGuanago. I think one year we had like 18 or 19. We got a couple kids to come out after we were mentioning basketball cuts or whatever. But when I tell people that, you know, in our program, we want 27th graders. So that's Randy keeping them fired up, K through 6, to join Jeremiah's team. We want 29th graders and 10 seniors. And we meet those benchmarks every year. I think twice we dipped a little bit with our senior participation. But it's huge. How do you feel right now? It's not just changing lives through the sport, but also you know, that idea that the connection that they have to their developmental coaches, and it really becomes, I joke, always one big dysfunctional family, so to speak, that's a wrestling program that our community takes such pride in.
Well, and they really do. And people from outside of your, as I talked about in that first segment, people from outside of McGuanago understand. Look, I get talked a lot about the Franklin football, and I get talked about right now Brookville East basketball and Brookville Central basketball and some of the programs they do, and McGuanago wrestling. You know, that's a program that people go, how do they do it? And look, you can go on the website and get into the weeds, because I don't want to – they have information on there on different costs. And if you need information, Randy will certainly talk to you. John, Jeremiah will talk to you. Normally during, you know, during this show, we'll get in the weeds a little bit. Where do you find volunteers? What's the cost? All of that, but I'd prefer to talk to those wrestlers that are sitting on the couch now. If you want more information, McGuanagowrestlingclub.com. And if you live in that area, to be part of that youth club, Randy, do you have to live in the McGuanago area or the surrounding area?
No, you do not. We're a nonprofit private organization, so you know, we allow any kid who wants to
co-ed?
You know, yeah, we don't care. Co-ed. We got quite a few girls. We got about 10 girls in the program.
Yeah, that's getting to be big now.
Yep, very big.
Yeah, for them.
So
good for them.
But, you know, I just want to throw a quick shout out. I've got a number of coaches that have been with me for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Coach Stromberg, Coach Riviera, Coach Holtz, Coach Quagliera, and Coach Mark Wazinski. A big shout out to those guys.
How's Mark doing?
He's doing fantastic.
Tell him I say hi. I know him.
Q.
Q is a good man. I used to work with, he was at Keebler for a long time.
Yep. And selling crackers and cookies.
Yeah. And talking wrestling. And McGuanago wrestling for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you tell him I say hello? It's been a really long time, but I always appreciated the time that him and I had. He's a good man.
Yeah.
He is a good man. Guys, thank you. John, I get it now. I get it.
Absolutely.
You know what? We had the conversation. I kind of thought, oh, okay. But now I got it. You know, when you surround yourself with really good people that have a love and a passion for this stuff, and it comes right through. We could do 4 hours talking about this club, and these guys wouldn't take a break. They'd go right with it. Mm-hmm. And I like that. MiguanagoWrestlingClub.com. The other side of the break, Cody and Tyler are coming back, and Nate's coming back, and I'm going to ask them their favorite memory so far of being part of this Miguanago Wrestling program, and we'll see where that goes. This is the U Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the U Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm wondering if Scott and Jody are nervous right now. We're going to ask these young men what their favorite memory of being part of the wrestling program. And I started doing this on my high school show. And I thought, well, I'll try this a couple of times, see how it goes. And I had some boys in, and they were baseball players. And I said, your favorite memory? And the one kid said, well, you know, we won this game, and I had a sacrifice bunt to win it, whatever. Next kid said, look, I was catching, and the kid over there was pitching. And he threw a fastball, and a kid hit one so far out of the park that it was rolling in the Walmart parking lot. I go, that's your favorite memory? He goes, yeah, I've never seen a ball hit that far before. So it goes all over the place from, you know what, we won this big game or I won this big match to goofy stuff like that. So, Nate, you are a senior at Miguanago, going to go to UW Oshkosh. I'm going to go to you first. Your favorite memory so far being part of this program is what?
I'd have to say up at Team State last year, just wrestling in the field house and off of the mat as well. The team is just like a brotherhood. We all enjoy our company, even though we make fun of each other sometimes.
That's perfect.
And
when your teammates are on the mat, you're rooting for them.
Of course.
100%. That's a really good memory. And that doesn't surprise me for you. I you know what? I've been in that building, and there's something special about that, and I hope that you get back there again this year. I hope that happens. Cody, let's go to you. Your favorite memory of being part of the Miguanago Wrestling Club would be what?
I'd have to say last year, one of our duel against Milton, I was going up against an opponent I've lost to a couple times, and it was in the last period. I was down by a couple points, and I hit a head throw,
okay,
and I pinned him, and the crowd just like was really loud, and it was really exciting moment for me, and like
it's a great moment. How'd you sleep that night? Not very well, right?
Yeah.
No, you can't. Yeah. Who have you wrestled that kid since?
Not since, but I wrestled him in the past, and so it was like it was tough for me because like I just had this like pass with them, so like,
yeah, it's almost a mental block if you get beat a few times, you know. Good for you. You got him and stuck him, and that's a really good memory as well. Tyler, you got a lot, man. Like going to Madison, beating a kid who had beat him twice. How about you?
Oh, my favorite memory is definitely at a travel tournament from last year. It was called Northern Exposure. It was up north, and it was just super fun. The night before, it was the night before, we like all went to Walmart, and we had our JV and some of our JV and our varsity there, and we all bought like Nerf guns and had a huge Nerf war in the hallways. And then my neighbor spent like $100 on a Nerf gun. It was like,
Tyler, I have to tell you, thank you for saying this, and I love these, all of them. As an AAU basketball coach when my son was little, we never lost in third grade. We never lost in fourth grade. And we went to the Nationals. And the first time we ever lost was a team from the Bronx, from New York. And so when I see these guys, and they're all grown men now, they're married with kids, they talk about two things. You remember the first time we lost? And you remember when we threw Matthew in the pool when we're at the hotel in Indiana and you were yelling at us? And you remember when we went to dinner and we left that kid and forgot he was there? That kind of stuff, I didn't forget him. Somebody else did, just so you know. Maybe it was me, Tyler. I don't know. But thank you for that. That travel part, to bond together and hang out is unbelievable. Hey, do you, Tyler, do you feel like wrestling at the next level is something in your future?
Yeah.
You do? How good are you? Have you You're pretty good, or? What's your record right now?
I think I'm 34-10.
Yeah. Jeez. Cody, how about you?
Right now I'm 35-5.
Oh, man. How about you?
I am 32-8, wow. I think.
Well done. Well done. Doug and Chris, Scott and Jody, you guys did good. You did good. These kids looked me right in the eye. I always want to know what my kids were like when they couldn't smell my cologne. Well, guess what? You did really good. These are nice young men representing your family, your community, and certainly this Muguanago Wrestling Club. Guys, good luck in the future. If I get to Madison, I want to see one of you guys up there. Yeah?
Yes.
All right, boys. Yeah. Thank you. Again, MuguanagoWrestlingClub.com. You want more information on these kids and the program they went through. And these guys do a really good job with it. This is the U Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.